September 25th, the new Fox Tuesday kicks off with New Girl's new season. Then welcome Ben and Kate.
Stay away from my sister before you find out what 6 years of Krav Maga feels like. Well, like year and a half plus like 4 years on and off I was traveling.
Followed by another all-new New Girl.
What am I looking at here?
Pure, unadulterated friendship.
And the Mindy Project.
Can't believe you're tattling.
Tattling is when a little girl does it, okay? When a hot woman does it, it's called whistleblowing.
The new Fox Tuesday, premieres September 25th on Fox.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good,
Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of New York City After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of New York City After Show.
Hey everyone, Bing is for doing, and we are here doing another AfterBuzz After Show for The Real Housewives of New York City, Season 5, Episode 16, called What Happens in St. Bart's Doesn't Stay in St. Bart's. Welcome to the show. We are going to be recapping this tail end of the Hurricane Aviva, but before we get to that, let us introduce ourselves. I am your host, Kristen Carney, and to my right, of course, is the lovely Miss
Anna Koppel.
And across the table, diagonally to my right,
Molly Harper.
And diagonally across the table to my left.
Hi, everybody. It's just me, Yermon Gur. Hi.
Just me.
Well, we have so much to get into tonight, and I think we have a lot to get into, but at the same time, we don't have a lot to get into because it's just rehashing the rehashing. We're going to be doing the same thing that Aviva did, which was basically beat her dead horse. Yeah, we're just going to talk about her. Let's just leave it at this. She is adding a lot of entertainment, so I don't hate her for her behavior. I find her to be, if I had to be in her behavior, I would want to kill myself. But since it's a screen dividing us, I feel that it's just really good entertainment, and I feel like it's kind of renewed in a spiritual way this season.
Yeah, she's catching up on a learning curve in a hurry.
She's
like, I'm going to hang out. And here comes the thunder in the late breeze. Number two to the horse and number three. And you coming around. That's exactly
right.
What's happening.
She let the horses do about five laps before she wanted to take off.
She let everybody take the first 200 to 300 yards. And they're like, nice sprinting. They're like, dude, Aviva's like eighth place. I don't know what's going on. She's like, wait, there's a late surge.
Right. Well, I feel at least she's secured a spot for next season, I would assume.
Gotta be honest, though. After watching the last couple of weeks of Aviva, I honestly, though she is providing a wealth of entertainment, I was thinking to myself, if she comes back, I don't know if I can keep watching her.
I've read several of those comments online, like on her blog she had.
Despite how, like, Ramona obviously is annoying and entertaining in her own way. All of the housewives are entertaining in their own way, but I can't take another minute of it.
If we were watching a show that didn't have this sort of animosity, would it be fun? If it was just Carol, like, imagine every cast member was Carol. I'd be sleeping.
That'd be boring.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
What is it that you can't take about Aviva? Is that she's so self-involved? Or is it that she's so dramatic it makes you uneasy?
She's so self-righteous. She's so manipulative. She's just, I think she's completely lost her mind.
I think
I can't take it anymore.
Yeah. But no, I want you to don't hold back. Tell us how you really feel.
Well, to be honest with you guys, earlier today I was wearing a cross.
I'm wearing a cross.
And I noticed you're wearing one, and I decided to take it off because I might talk something.
That's why I put mine on.
I was afraid I would blaspheme.
I was afraid people would be like, she's no Christian the way she talks. So I took it off. So
if you were wearing a cross bigger than this microphone would cover, then that's one big crucifix.
It would sit right here. Okay. You'd still see it. It was like a little T, like a lowercase T.
Yeah. Hmm.
So, I can't see. I've gotten to the point where, but you know what? It's weird. Like, I think because we had her on and we all spoke to her, I have like this extra amount of annoyance. Extra amount of annoyance.
I do too because...
I'm going to repeat myself.
I do too because when she... No, it's okay. We can still hear you. Okay. But when she was on the phone with us, you know, it was saying Aviva. We hadn't seen the side of her yet. But what's interesting is that in her phone call with us was that obviously she couldn't lead on to what happened. Right. But she just played into us as if she was normal because we had asked her, how's your relationship with Ramona? And she said, not good, not good.
Right.
And the way she said, not good, not good, was more like, Ramona did something wrong.
Right.
So I would have liked to speak with Aviva, with her putting that out on the table. That way I feel like we could have had more of an honest conversation. Because, you know, we're playing into like, oh, you're so sweet and you're so nice. The only thing that we said was like the pot stirring thing.
Right.
That was our only little concern. And then once she kind of said, no, I don't think so, we were all on board. Like, oh, yeah, yeah, you're not pot stirring.
Yeah, she's quite manipulative. I feel like she manipulated us into believing her.
Yeah.
I feel like mine is acting.
Well, she gave me a hard time about the fact that every show, like, just for fun, I was tracking how long it took her to talk about, you know, this one time when I had an accident.
Oh, right.
But technically speaking, all she's done all season is beat any topic that happens along her way into a poor, dead carcass of a horse. And so I don't understand why she had such a problem with me doing something that was technically meant in jest and kind of just as a fun thing as opposed to like some sort of criticism when she takes things and just hammers them and hammers them.
Right.
And hammers them.
Right. Well, yeah. She's almost the new Kelly Bensimone in a way because every argument that Kelly had was so irrational. It was like she would be yelling at Bethany and she'd say, you're a whore. But there's no, but that has nothing to do with anything of why you're mad at her. She's not a whore. And there's no basis for that. It's like she's just kind of, Kelly Bensimone always like shadow box. Like she would take an idea that didn't really exist and like beat it to death. Like she'd say, Bethany's stalking me. She's stalking me. Meanwhile, Bethany would be like 2 miles down the road, like on her phone talking to, you know, her boyfriend at the time, who's now her husband. You know, it was like never really existing. And I think the scenario is, for Aviva, did exist, but it didn't exist to the extent in which she thought it exist. Did.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Wait, yeah. Hold on.
Am I getting convoluted?
Now I caught up. No.
You know what I find interesting is, like, you know, she went out to drinks and dinner with Heather and Carol. And I just think it's interesting that both of them even choose to be her friend anymore. Like, why are they even bothering going out to dinner with her?
Well, I think
the show's not over yet.
Right. I know,
they're contractually obligated.
Yeah, I mean, they can't just be like, peace,
that's
I'm hoodie.
True. But, you know, they continue to stand by her. Like, in their blogs, they both say, they both express irritation at the fact that she doesn't let stuff go. But both of them at the same time are like, we still love Aviva. I'm like, why?
I think that's
what are her redeeming qualities?
I think it's because they're being fake. Honestly, when Carol and Heather were in the bar together at the gay bar having drinks, and I really like Heather, but when she said, I love you, Razzie, or whatever, I feel like you don't love someone after shooting for 2 months or however long they had been shooting for. You don't say that yet.
I think you can, though.
I don't ever believe it. I don't believe it.
Well, no, but I think like when you're working on a set and you're working on a crew, you're with those people. You have to think about you're with these people for like 16-hour days. You bond really fast and you feel like a family. So I can get that. I'm not on board with that. I can see that she thinks they're really good friends. When the cameras aren't rolling and this show is over, I doubt they'll remain in touch that much. That's just kind of how it goes. You think you're best friends and then you kind of never see each other again when you're not in that circumstance.
Right. And that's why I don't think. Yeah. Yeah.
It's a showman.
Yeah. Showmance.
I also have to give Heather credit. I really feel like when she and Aviva went to lunch together, I feel like she really did put Aviva in her place and said, like,
in a classy way she did
in
it.
In a classy way. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she sort of told her, like, listen, it can't always be about you. And Sonia and Ramona are sort of good time girls, and they didn't ruin my trip. And, you know, sort of suggesting it shouldn't have ruined your time. And I really thought that was good of her, because we've seen Heather sort of skate around issues and try to, you know, just sort of please everybody, and she didn't do that with Aviva this time, and I admired that.
Yeah, and you could really see it in Heather's eyes when she was telling her, but I wish Heather would just say, like, bitch, listen, you're acting crazy.
Yeah.
in that voice, in her Puff Daddy.
Girl,
Beyonce.
You cray cray.
Yeah.
And her, like, you better check yourself.
Right. But you can't have that kind of energy with Aviva. That doesn't really exist. You can't have a playful kind of, like, say it as it is energy with her. You have to be very careful and you have to package things the way she wants to hear them. But do you think that she, all of this, I think all of this is just basically has come to fruition that she's not happy with herself. Yeah. Therefore, she doesn't want other people to have fun. Yeah. She's not you don't want to drink or dance or, you know, she's acting like this stuff is from the devil.
Yeah.
It's like, this isn't Footloose, the movie. You know what I mean? People can dance. It's okay. I don't know why she's so angry toward that and toward Ramona. I get why she doesn't like Ramona, but the anger, it's like this weird, deep, like, almost like you've been religious, you know, you've been
judging.
Yeah. It's like, you know, the way a sister would, you know, when you go to Catholic school, would, like, slap your wrist.
You're right. It's funny because in Sonia's blog, she said, I think that Aviva is jealous of me, and I think it's clear how unhappy and unfulfilled she is.
Who said that?
Sonia. Because she spends way too much time of her day thinking about this freaking trip and how nobody welcomed her in her mind. And jealousy, as far as, you know, Sonia pointed out, like, she's jealous of the fun I have. She's jealous of my relationship with my daughter. She's jealous that I have great interns and a great staff and a business on its way. And then when she pointed it like that, I was like, yeah, I could see why a woman like Aviva would be jealous, because Aviva clearly was on a path to maybe her own personal success with her degrees, as she's made it very clear she has. But she never did anything with them. She said she practiced law for like 5 minutes, you know? And I could see why she would be jealous of a woman, you know, granted she chose the life to get married and have kids and not work, because she clearly could if she wanted to. But I could see why maybe she's jealous, or how she could be jealous.
Yeah, it's definitely a resentment.
Resentment thing, yeah.
As I understand it, Aviva does take on pro bono cases. Is that...
I thought so, too. Honestly, that's the thing, and I totally get what you all are saying, but there's a disconnect for me in Aviva's behavior, because this is a person, she makes she makes grammatically correct and, like, fully formed arguments. She uses big words like morally irreprehensible and so on and so forth, which is not the way any of the other ladies talk. She loves to throw out big words. She loves to play the lawyer card. She argues like a lawyer, but the problem is, for me, is that she argues her point almost emptily to me. Like, I don't know if I just made that word up, but it seems empty in its conviction, because she's not listening to anybody else's side, or she's refusing to hear whatever is being told her. So she makes these arguments, and it seems illogical that someone with this education, who has the vocabulary, who has the knowledge, can make these arguments and not be able to understand any other perspective. That's when I feel like it's forced, that she's kind of taken this I gotta create drama thing one step too far, and now she's kind of creating arguments for the sake of creating arguments without really maybe even feeling, having conviction towards her arguments herself. There's a disconnect there for me.
I think she's really in her own world, and I think there's proof of this when they're at dinner and she shows up and she's very nonchalant. Like, they're all, it's almost like she is expecting to talk about this, and it's like, of course we're going to talk about this because it's about me and what happened to me. But when she brings it up, I don't think she's aware that Carol and Heather are, like, secretly rolling their eyes. I think she thinks everyone's kind of in her world, in her thinking. You know, I don't think she thinks they even see another side.
To me, it was like she was trying to get them on her side. Like, hey, girls, let's talk about that thing so you're on my side again. It's like, they're already on your side. They agreed to have dinner with you. Like, they're already spending their free time with you this evening. Don't try to win them over again.
Right.
It's like this weird manipulative thing.
Yeah.
But it also goes back to the point that she doesn't have enough going on in her life, that she's still talking about this. You know, Heather's, running her business, and Carol's writing her book, and Aviva isn't home stewing about what happened in St. Bart's.
I just picture her at home pulling her hair going, all the time.
I want to know
how. Losing it.
I know.
Her hair has looked worse and worse throughout the season.
She's pulling it.
Yeah.
Oh, she's going crazy.
I want to know how she went into the situation knowing the exact definition of white trash. Like, I guarantee before she met up with Sonia at that dinner, she was like, white trash, Google, or Bing.
Yeah.
Bing. And she was going to have a definition ready to go for when Sonia said, you called me white trash. It was like she was so planned and it was so, it just seemed so, But she said white trash equals a moral failure. And it's like, for me, my first thought would have been like fashion failure. Like, I'm not usually looking at white trash as like morally incorrect.
And that's right? Incorrect. That's not the textbook definition of white trash.
Moral failure?
Yeah, that's an interpretive definition of white trash. That's the slang interpretive definition of what you mean technically when you might call someone white trash. But technically speaking, when you call somebody white trash, more often than not, it's more the fact that you're calling them backward or poor and, you know, unsophisticated as opposed to moral failure.
Her father's behavior was more white trash in a lot of ways.
Yeah, her father's the white trashiest of them all.
He's the orange trash.
That's funny. Well, can we just talk about the fact that Aviva was a runaway bride for a wedding that took place in Jamaica. She doesn't like to fly, but she planned a wedding in Jamaica. And I thought it was interesting because on her blog she said that there were 250 people who were attending, who had RSVP'd, yes, who had made travel plans to come to Jamaica, and 2 days prior or something like that, she canceled it.
Right.
That just shows selfish Aviva again back at it. Like, at least go through with the wedding and then get it annulled. I mean, these people were expecting a vacation.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, and on her blog, she said something about...
I know somebody that did that.
Was Heather Wright?
At least people get their trip.
Right. I mean, it's true. It's true.
Let them have their vacation. They planned their trip.
Right.
And get it annulled a couple days later.
They can still go on the vacation. They still have the tickets and stuff. You know what I mean? They can make it a private vacation, but... Mm. It's not fun if you're seeing
all these other people on the island.
Sonia even say in an interview, she's like, she said Aviva has been, she went to school in France, she went to school in France. I'm pretty sure most people aren't taking boats there these days. I'm sure she probably would have to fly.
Her fear of flying is such BS. It's totally made up. It's attention.
Yeah.
She just wants attention.
And again, the ferry, you can take the ferry to St. Bart's. There's no one chaining you to the plane, dragging you
behind. Pretty sure you can kayak down to Jamaica from Miami.
Right. Just smoke a lot of the pot. You'll get down there fine. Well, I just want to take a second and say hey to everyone on iTunes. Thanks for listening. We really appreciate you guys. And if you want to take 1 second, literally 1 second, to rate, that would be amazing. 5 stars. However, if you want to take 30 seconds and comment, that would be even better. We really look forward to it. We genuinely like to see them. We like to know that you're out there because it's kind of like, hello, anyone? we know you're there. Just show yourselves. So rate and comment. That would be great. And then also tell your friends. And we would really appreciate it.
Tell us how you feel, 5 stars. But just say it honestly and make sure that you tell everyone 5 stars. But I'm just saying.
Just for that, they're going to be 1 star.
Just for that. Yerman, you're subliminal man, 1 star.
Well, I mean, we could go on and on and on with this Aviva thing, but should we move on? I don't know.
Well, let's do what Aviva is not able to do and move on.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yes, we're rising above.
Yes.
Well, I think the next maybe possible, thing, storyline, not to get into predictions, but is going to be Sonia, perhaps with some husband issues. And we saw her and Ramona have quite a heart-to-heart. And
in Sonia's bed.
In her bed.
Where everything happens.
Of course. I mean, the woman's having anal. You might want to think twice. Normally, I'm not really concerned about anyone's bed, but she has... on the show, confirmed anal.
Right.
Is everyone else feel weird, a little weird right now, like me? Everyone else? A little bit? Okay, just check.
I mean, she does have interns to wash her sheets, so maybe you can trust the bed, but...
Oh,
you didn't feel weird when Carol said it. Why do you feel weird when Kristen says it?
No. I feel weird when anyone says it.
It's the word.
Go ahead, say it, Molly. Watch what happens.
Probably feels weirder
to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, Ramona and Sonia seem, regardless, that I think they're like the two-headed monster. Like, they're just, they're like Siamese. They're hooked together. Some of their heads, at the beginning of the episode, actually, when they were having the dinner party and the men were cooking, they were arguing to Luann for a second, and it did look like their heads were connected, and they were kind of bobbling back and forth. Check it out if you have a lot of time on your hands. I thought their heart-to-heart was kind of sweet, and I hate to say it, but I'm kind of, like, back on their side.
Oh, my God.
Even though I hate them. Like, they annoy me, but I'm back on their... They just, even though they're so flaky in the world to each other, I think they're thicker. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
She did make them look charming. They were warm. They can be shallow, but they're warm.
I felt very sad for Sonia, and I've been saying for a while now, I think she has a drinking problem, and her... A divorce and her settlement with Harry just makes me very sad. And you, in that scene in particular, it was just sort of desperate that she still wants to look pretty for him and wants to be on good terms with him. And he obviously has not treated her well. And it's just sad. It's just tragic.
It is sad. And I mean, her points with Aviva were very valid. You know, she was saying, I don't need someone to weigh me down, basically, more than I already am. And Aviva's not a true friend to her. I don't think if she's called her white trash or not, I don't think they would have been true friends anyway. But Sonia left Aviva. And I thought, like, good, because Sonia's problems are so much greater than what Aviva's dealing with. I mean, that we know of, maybe her anxieties and phobias are as big as she claims them to be, but the reality is Carol had a lot more issue in St. Bart's regarding, you know, her past. And then Sonia has the whole thing going on in her life, and the fact that, like, she didn't really entertain Aviva's apology, I thought was smart.
You know? It wasn't even an apology.
It wasn't. It was more of an argument.
It was more of a manipulation. Mm-hmm. I thought it was complete manipulation. She basically said, oh, I'm sorry that the words I said upset you. I don't even know if she said that much. It didn't sound like an apology. But then she basically tried to go, girl, I care about you. I am on your side. It's like, no, you're not. You're not on her side. Now you're trying to manipulate her into liking you again.
Right.
Because you like it better when she likes you.
Right. But when she doesn't respond, Aviva comes back with, you have a lack, you know, it was a lack of character, you're confusing anger with, or you're confusing ranting and raving with anger, and that's not me. Like, she's aggressive when she's not getting her way.
Yeah, she got really mad that she was being told that she freaked out, and she's like, it's not freaking out, it's just being angry. I'm like,
Right. And what was this? I'm sorry, what was this? I was duped by Ramona 100%. What do you mean you were duped? What was she doing?
And she opened with manipulation. I just wanted to sit down with you, mother to mother. What is that she's trying to pull out of Sonia? And in trying to, listen, you're never going to pull Sonia or Ramona away from the other. And to try to say, it was Ramona, it was all her.
She's trying to get you to drink more. Yeah, a real friend wouldn't let you drink. I wouldn't let you do that as a real friend.
Yeah, it was crap. It's total crap.
It was total. And I was proud of Sonia for standing up and leaving the table. Like, you know what? I don't need this.
Right.
I was so proud. I was like, yeah, girl, you take that hat. And
you take that ugly hat.
Leave the hat. Just go.
Well, no matter what we talk about with these ladies and their lives and whoever they are, the bottom line is they're all grown women. And at the end of the day, the one truest thing Sonia said just before she walked up is that I am a grown woman and I don't have to apologize for my behavior to anybody. I am who I am. You could be people that you could make people mad. You can make people laugh. People could like you or they could hate you, but it doesn't matter. In the end, Sonia is her own person and she doesn't have to apologize, not to us and certainly not to Aviva. So for one fleeting second, she was like the Sonia that she probably is when all the cameras aren't rolling. And all this drama isn't happening. She just was one second. She was like, I'm Sonia.
Right. Well, we didn't see Ramona a lot in this. I wonder if she was doing any sort of rehashing, because the scene with Sonia and Ramona was not them rehashing what happened in St. Bart's at all. It had nothing to do with it. They were so over it at this point. But we didn't see any Ramona really in this episode, but especially talking about what happened. I wonder if maybe they edited that out, if they were out to dinner talking about it. But it seemed like the way we saw it is that they moved on.
Well, They did a little bit in the first scene.
You're right.
With Luann.
Yeah.
But that still doesn't mean that you aren't right. Most likely what happened was is they eventually moved on. All the other occurrences of lunches and dinners afterwards were involving Aviva and somebody else, where Aviva would say, hey, how you doing? So this thing at St. Bart's.
Right.
The one scene where she was like, where she said to Heather when they were on their own after Heather and Carol had had dinner with her, Aviva's like, this was, like, the worst experience of my life. It's like, lady, you lost your leg. Like, yeah, I'm pretty sure this one wasn't the worst.
You're in St. Bart's.
Yeah.
There's beaches and hot Johnny Depp-looking dudes everywhere with drinks and about... That's the worst experience of your life?
Yeah.
After you spent 16 other episodes going, when I was little, I had a major accident?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love how I tried so hard to talk about Sonia, but I just gotta talk about Aviva.
We can't. I mean, we can't stop. Obsessive.
Well, it is.
Well, Sonia's whatever Sonia is going through is
Sonia
definitely
and Ramona look so
out.
Normal now compared. It's like, oh,
I wouldn't
stuff.
Say that.
They do
they
compared
do.
Comparatively.
They do. I mean, maybe not to a man, but to a woman, they're
like stable
think,
and normal.
I think
yeah, they're running
of,
the hospital.
I think there's
not.
Still a lot of cray cray going around.
I mean, they'll be back next week, you know, I'm sure, with Sonia's issues with her husband, and we'll hear a lot more about that. But
let's get to the bigger issue, which is that. You guys, Sonia is not a renter. You all know she's been a buyer her whole life. When she said that, I was like, oh, the tragedy of renting a place in Manhattan.
I do want to say this.
I can't think of something worse.
She probably has not been a buyer her whole life because she met her husband while she was, like, hostessing at a restaurant. So I'm sorry you didn't buy a property off of hosting, which is fine, but it hasn't been her whole life. It's been since she's been married.
Yeah.
But anyway, I digress. I digress. Some of the other women, you know, scarcely seen, but Luann is still carrying on this whole thing about having a baby. And it's a fake baby. You're lying. there are no eggs in there to even work on. And I think...
It's just a storyline.
After seeing her little thing with Thomas and realizing that she was speaking that French very loudly, and then this whole thing of perpetuating this baby... It's such an unnatural storyline. It's just so, it's so not interesting, and it's so fake.
It's so fake. She's so boring. We could get rid of her.
Yeah. I'm surprised she stayed on this long, to be honest with you.
Ruthless.
It's true.
What? It's true. I mean, come on.
I mean, her mom said that she's had her tubes tied.
I mean, it's comical at this point. And let's face it, we all love a good comedy. Am I right?
We do. Yes.
It's human nature, for God's sake. And Fox Premiere Tuesday is stacked with them. First, Zooey Deschanel is back on the season premiere of New Girl. And boom, just like that, she's laid off work and looking for work. Laid off and looking for work? Just kidding, guys. Then Family's a Funny Thing. From the producers of New Girl, it's the new series critics are calling one of the year's best new comedies, Ben and Kate. Then the season premiere of New Girl keeps on rolling with another all-new episode. I know. Sweet. Then Mindy Kaling has a brand new office. It's the series premiere of the new comedy, The Mindy Project. I'm telling you, if you're looking for a night of laughs, Fox premieres Tuesdays, got you covered, premiering September 25th at 8 p.m. If you can't wait that long, all of these pilots are on Hulu now. I've seen them. They're hilarious.
Holla.
Holla.
And Anna doesn't lie.
Not about this. Not about comedy.
No.
I can't wait to see The Mindy Project. My friend is... co-star in that, and she plays Mindy when she was a teenager.
Oh, funny.
Hilarious.
Yeah, I know. Can't wait.
That's really funny. Yeah, I saw Mindy at a Kitson here in the West Hollywood. I think I might have mentioned that last
you
week.
Did.
Yes. I'm just going to, every time we do this read, I'm just going to be like, did I tell you guys I was shopping and I saw Mindy?
I think you just wanted us to be impressed that you shop at Kitson.
No, it's because I don't know how to transition from this. Huh. How do I get back to seeming
normal? Aviva!
Yeah, exactly. When in doubt.
Aviva.
Call her name.
You guys,
she will show you the
Aviva
way.
Aviva has officially stopped tweeting me.
Yeah. She used to tweet.
She used to tweet at me back
she used
every
to tweet
time.
Molly all the time. There was a response for everything she tweeted out. Now I look at, just for fun, I look at Molly's tweets and I was like,
I love
for,
looking.
Nope.
Because
nope.
Just, I'm going to keep doing it though.
You just click see conversation and there's no conversation.
There's
You're
no,
like, damn it.
You press expand and nothing comes up.
Wait, but one of the questions I asked her is valid. Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
One of the things I said, well, last week I asked her about Reed, but I asked her in a very non-judgmental way.
No, it's judgmental.
Kind of.
But in a funny way.
Yeah, sort of. So, I tried. I tried to be as journalistic neutral as possible. But then this week I said, what do you mean by you own? Like she said to Sonia, you have your problems, I have mine, but the difference is, Sonia, I own my problems.
It's like,
so you're basically saying you admit it. That's what owning means. Admitting I have problems, that doesn't make them redeemable. Like, you have to improve your actions. You can't just act right, horrendously and say, well, at least I know that it.
Right, like you can own your house, but it doesn't mean it's a nice house.
Just tell Aviva that owning is the first step.
I just want to remind you all that Aviva said she would come back on our show. She promised that.
She did.
So, I mean, maybe we should all be tweeting her and saying we would really like to have you back on.
What in the world are we going to talk about?
I don't know.
I can't bite my tongue that hard.
Hey, Aviva, why are you so crazy?
Yeah.
You duped us into thinking that you're not crazy.
Well, she's dancing around a lot of this in her blog. She's not really calling, you know, she's like, yes, I beat a dead horse and move on. You know, she didn't really explain anything in this week's blog. Last week it was, you know, a little bit, but there's no real solidity to anything. And again, even at the end of this past blog, I believe she apologized.
Her apologies aren't a real apology.
Stop apologizing. People would like you so much better if you just literally owned it. Use your phrase and own it. Own everything that you say. Yeah. So what, Sonia and Ramona act white trash? Yeah, say that's the way you were acting and move on. Don't apologize.
Exactly.
I guarantee Sonia and Ramona, regardless of how much they say they want her to apologize for what she said, if she didn't and just acted like a tough broad like they are, I guarantee they'd be besties in the like next 3 months.
Yeah, they'd move on.
Yeah.
Because they're similar.
Yeah, there's an understanding of like, okay, you're a hard ass. All right, well, we can do it together. Because I feel like that's how Sonia and Ramona get along.
Yeah, I agree.
But
you know, I have to say, like, Aviva's been getting a lot of hateful comments on her blog, but also on her Facebook. And the other day she posted as her Facebook status, "Hi, everyone. I just want to let you know that my Facebook page is for people who support me. Any negative comments will be deleted."
Aviva said that?
Aviva said that. And then people commented on that saying, like, you should be able to take it if you're going to dish it. Like, it comes around and all that. It was really funny. Yeah.
I mean, if I
was so tempted. I was like, I can't write anything.
Yeah. It's got to be hard to take, though. I do feel bad that she is taking the wrath of everyone on the internet. And everyone on the internet is more crazy than she
but
is
you
in real life.
Up for this, Kristen.
I mean, totally. Right. But I can just kind of see that she, you know, is probably experiencing anxieties.
I were her, I would seriously have regretted not starting a business before doing this, because when you do these reality shows, you don't get paid that much, which is why you plug your business relentlessly, like
right.
Sonia, like Ramona Pina Grugio or Sonia Tostin Evans. And she said to us, I'm not going to be plugging any products on the show. You'll see that. Don't do that. Well, she hasn't been plugging One Step Ahead Foundation either.
Indirectly, she's been plugging Zoloft.
That's great. I love it. So, I was just going to say, if I were her, I would have chosen somebody to plug because...
Yeah. I mean, it can also give you maybe a fan base. I mean, she has her fan base probably based off of her, you know, supporting One Step Ahead.
Yeah.
But past that, that probably doesn't have the span that maybe Yummy would, which, you know, can cater to all women. You know, Aviva doesn't have all women. You know, there's probably not as many women into Yummy Tummy that are missing legs. You know what I mean? So she's not going to have the same support system, the amount of support.
Well,
because it's just not in the numbers.
The appeal is you're supposed to donate money to help those with missing limbs.
Right, but I'm saying, like, people who are missing limbs or, you know, are part of that organization or organizations of the like would support Aviva because of that. If she had something that was more universal, you know, she would probably have more people on her side.
Right.
Because it's not, you know, for someone like us, it's not necessarily relatable, luckily.
Right.
But, you know, if it was, maybe we'd say, well, regardless, you know, she's had struggles and, you know, we like her.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Right.
Bring the leg back up. That's all I'm asking. Yeah. Like, I'm, you know, move on from this. Bring the leg back up. It's more interesting.
She brought up her lovely husband again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Apprehensible Reed.
Yeah.
She wants us to keep loving him.
I just want you two to know that this has been the awesomest episode of you two on fire. And Anna's like over there. She's like waiting for a second. I'm going to unleash something in a second.
I'm sorry, Anna.
From my perspective, all you viewers and listeners out there, this is it right here. Now we're in gear 4. We're not messing around. No downshifting anymore.
Is there a gear 5?
There is. Sometimes there's a gear 5.
Right. Yeah, I felt like you were going to say something.
I don't think that's true.
Oh.
Well, anyway, do you guys want to talk at all about Carol or Heather or any of the boring people?
I do. I want to talk about Is his name Haman or Hyman?
Paimon.
It's not either of one of those,
it's
actually.
Paimon.
It's technically speaking, his name is
Paimon.
Paimon Umay.
Oh, yeah. We've got a Turkish.
He is good looking.
And he's Turkish. And boy, did he not let Carol go, did he?
No. And he said he's 21. Is that
31.
No, he said he was 31.
31. Okay. All right.
But I think when we had Carol on, I think we confirmed
that he's a liar.
Yeah. And she said, no way he was 31.
Okay. So he's a liar.
Yeah.
And I also just wanted to touch on how much I loved Carol and Heather's drunk conversation. I just felt like it was the drunk talk that every girl has, that it was, that girlfriends get together and it's like, oh, you're so pretty, love you, and you're my best friend.
And the gay guys at the bar, amazing. It's like that perfect, just like girls' night, more girls, like good girl talk. The response that one guy had at the bar, I thought was hilarious when he said, in those tight pants, I'll be John Travolta. Or no, John Travolta's character in Grease, because he said,
Yeah.
Carol was like, can't you go back in the closet that we can date, you know, have more men to date? And then he said, I'll go in your closet and wear your pants. And
just what women want to date, Carol, closeted gay men. Just what we want. But I have to say one thing about Carol.
I know a few.
Yeah, okay. May have dated one. I have to say one thing about Carol, though. When she, like, was sticking her leg up, I would do it if I were did yoga once in a while. I'd stick my leg up for you, but I don't. When she stuck up her leg and was like, look at my shoes, guys. Gay guys aren't women. They don't want to wear women's shoes. These guys weren't, like, trannies. They were just gay guys. And she kept saying, like, don't you want our shoes? Aren't you jealous? No, they want, like, John Varvatos.
Well, I feel
they
like
they want men's clothes. They don't want your clothes. I was so annoyed.
Well, I feel like Carol must have used that line in her book at some point, because it was like,
I'm just giving Molly a workup before her fight. It's going to be six rounds.
She kept going back to like that same joke. She's like, you'd like to be in my closet.
Right.
Like, check out my clothes.
Like, I swear she had written that joke like 2 years ago and was like, I'm using it tonight. It's like the perfect scenario.
If I ever go to a gay
bar.
Clearly,
you've never had a gay friend.
Yeah. If I ever go to a gay bar, I'm totally going to do this joke.
Right.
Yeah. My best friend's gay. The last thing he wants to do is shop in my closet.
He wants some of my best friends.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, like show them your skincare line, maybe. I don't think that.
Yeah.
But I did, Anna, I totally
show them
agree
your money.
That.
They would like that more.
Yeah. I need that kind of night, I feel like.
Yeah.
A gay bar night, like a woman in a gay bar night. Like, I need one of those nights.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a long time. I don't think I've ever done it before.
You need a cherry bomb night.
It's been a very long night.
Cherry bombs.
Yeah. I have to say, like, kudos to Heather. The night that she and Carol and Aviva were out, the three of them, I don't know if you guys noticed Heather's amazing diamonds.
No.
How could you not? They were huge.
I try to
you're
avoid
fired
things that
from
I can't
the woman's,
have.
Woman's club.
So you're not a window shopper? So she was wearing the most incredible diamonds. Anyway, she had said on her blog that she had borrowed them from a designer whose name she plugged, of course, and that she was just hoping for a fun night out of diamonds and drinks. And of course, if you have a dark cloud of you that brought that down.
Right.
You'll never get old.
It's wow. Like it's like the basically the recurring scene of Aviva is just going to be Aviva at dinner going like, you guys are going to go to bed already? I'm trying to have fun. Like, I feel like that's going to be the rest of the season.
You guys are just as bad. We were supposed to have moved on from Aviva like
nothing,
10 minutes ago.
There's
and,
nothing
and you guys
else
like,
to talk
this
about.
This one time, it's, you know what it's going to be like? It's going to be like when Aviva comes back.
Yeah.
That's what it's going
to
be like.
There's nothing else to talk about. I mean, the whole episode was that and then, you know, little snippets of, you know.
I have some special segment.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to get into it?
Yes.
All right, let's do it. Anna, kick us off.
Okay.
Paige is flying.
At Real Men Cook Night.
Yes.
Luann said, I didn't want Jacques to get the wrong impression from the girls about what happened in St. Bart's, so I'm doing everything I can to reassure him and to love him. I'm terrified of losing Jacques. What she should have said was, I didn't want Jacques to find out the truth about what happened in St. Bart's, so I'm acting like what any guilty, cheating, trying to cover my ass party would do. I'm terrified of losing Jacques.
So right. In that opening scene when they were cooking dinner, Aviva and Ramona and Sonia had perpetuated more conversation in regards to what happened with Aviva, and this was when Luann had stepped away, and they said something like, oh, you want to forget everything that happened, and Luann's face went from, like, smile to, like, I will
dropped.
Effing kill
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
If you even, and then she realized they weren't talking about her, and she's like, oh, yes, 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 yes. Yeah. Let me compose myself.
Yeah.
But it was so obvious that she thought they were going to bring that up.
That was glowing what she should have said. Yeah. I was like, no, what you want to say is I cheated on Jacques and I'm going to do everything in my power to suck up to him so I misdirect him into not finding out.
Yeah. Yeah, she's very sneaky. Very sneaky.
Very sneaky. She's very sneaky.
I've got a couple really quick ones. Luann said in regards to trying to have a baby, she said to Heather, quote, "Yes, I'm moving forward." And what she should have said is, "I'm moving backward in my life. Yeah. I'm going downhill quickly." Yeah. And then she also said when she started choking on the egg, she said, "I just had an egg go the wrong way." And it's like, no, your eggs are about to go the wrong way.
Oh,
that's what she should have said. I don't know. And then the last one I have is
really keen.
Or like, all your eggs, sweetie, have gone away. Right. They're not going backwards.
Right. You don't even need one basket. Okay. And then the last one is Aviva. And she said, "Am I being oversensitive here?" And what she should have said is a statement. "I am being oversensitive here." The end. I should open with that.
Yeah, you should open with that.
I have one. Okay. Carol said, "St. Bart's brought Heather and I closer together." What she should have said was, "St. Bart's brought Heather and me closer together." Being the writer of the group, she should know grammar.
That's true.
That's it.
No, I'm good. I was going to do the one that Anna does.
Oh,
Anna did. So well, by the way, Anna. It was beautifully done.
Aww. Well, we have some predictions quickly that we'll do. Anyone predictions?
They're going to be the same as yours. Go for it.
Ooh, I have one prediction.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Go ahead. I truly feel I'm on a spaceship now.
Yeah.
I have a prediction.
Yes?
So, you guys...
if you start this with Aviva, I'm going to hurt you.
No, I'm not. It's about us. You guys may or may not be aware of the Streamy Awards. They're like the Emmys. It's Emmy week. They're like the Emmys of new media content, and we are in the running to win the best news and culture show. So go on our Twitter and you'll see it's hashtag you have to vote for us. First of all, you have to go to streamies.org and you have to vote for us repeatedly, like every day, many times a day. And then you have to go on Twitter. It's not a lot of work. And then you have to go on Twitter and you have to do, "I'm voting for at streamies." It's like stream, like the stream, like the internet, right. I guess.
Then with like a Y and an
at
S.
At streamies, yeah. STREAMYS. And then hashtag AfterBuzzTV, RHONY.
For Real Housewives of New York.
Yes.
You guys want to see this written out, go to our Twitters.
Sure. Any of our Twitters.
Which we'll give you in just
and
a second.
And vote relentlessly.
Yes.
And we'll thank you personally in our thank you speeches.
Yeah.
All of you.
It's true.
We will,
by name.
Yeah.
No, we're serious.
Yeah. Adrian, we're counting on you, buddy.
Yeah.
Relentlessly.
Yeah. Watchtower, this is the time. If you've ever wanted to watch, this is the time to do it.
5 minutes of fame, baby.
All right, guys. Well, we will be back next week with probably some exciting stuff going on Sonia's front. But until then, you can follow us on Twitter. You can follow me at Kristen Carney. That's KristenCarney.
And you can follow me, Koppel for Mayor, KoppelForMayor.
And you can follow me at Molly Comedy, MOLLY Comedy.
And I am at Yermanger, YERMANGUR.
We'll see you next week.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.